Meeting is now being recorded.
Great, thank you. So
thank
if
you.
We can have a roll call, please. Sorry.
Yep, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 plenary call number 49 on November 1st, 2018 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today is Lauren, Narul, Ram, Eric, Norm, Russ, Matagoro, Scott, Denise, and Navid. We have no observers at this time. We do have apologies from Alan and Boban. From ICANN.org, Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Eric. Are you leading the call today?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have the honor. Thank you. Okay, great. Well, everyone, welcome. I hope you all had a great Halloween and had lots of fun. Didn't eat too much candy. So jumping straight into the agenda, we now have roll call done. If we could get an update from the staff in regard to the January-February 2019 face-to-face meeting, please.
Thanks, Eric. Hi, everyone. It's Jennifer. I can confirm that the meetings team has received the request for the review team meeting in January or February of 2019. They've asked for just a couple of days to be able to investigate some options, and then we'll get back to you next week since most people were either traveling back from ICANN 63 or have taken a couple of days rest afterwards. So we'll provide an update on the options as soon as we can, and please expect that to be next week. Thanks.
Great. Did anyone
the
have
host
any comments,
has left or... the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Okay. Sans host. So did anyone have any comments or questions about that in lieu of standing by? Okay. Seeing no hands. Moving on to the work plan. So is it possible for someone to put the work plan up in the Adobe Connect room just so folks can look at it in case we want to chat about any aspect of it? But while that may be happening, so I guess right now we have a sort of a motion to approve the work plan so that we can send it to the board. And I see it's been a link has been pasted into the chat room, and anybody who's interested in reviewing the work plan now that has not done so before, please feel free to open that up. But I think at this point what we'd like to do is get consensus on whether there's any obstacle to approving it. So asking the negative, does anybody have any concerns or comments or would like to address anything in the work plan before we stamp it?
Eric, there's a couple comments on the right-hand side that seem to be notes from team members to the rest of us. I think we should deal with those before we send it to the board.
Okay. Let's see. So, I see, feel free to, okay, so the first one is row 13, is an unattributed comment that says, ICANN.org to provide a template for findings and recommendations, consider changing dates. Seems reasonable since that's in the past. Do we have anything from staff on that? Oh, sorry, Jennifer, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to note that the yellow highlights in the document are items that staff flagged for the review team to take a look at before it goes to the board. So this particular one, yeah, the date obviously is in the past, and we just noted that there is a template that we can provide. I think we provided it before the pause, but we can recirculate it as well to help with this item, but yeah, it's really the date and the completion percentage at the site that you might want to look at. Thanks.
Okay, so develop and adopt a template, I think would probably have to be okay, it could be like 50, but yeah, I think if you wouldn't mind recirculating that, I do recall you sending it, but I suspect others may have issues digging it out of archived email. That would be great. I think what we need to do as a team is expeditiously look that over and decide if we have any problems with it. So can I get a sense from anybody? Can anybody indicate in the chat room or raise your hand if you'd like to say whether you'd like let's say, longer than 24 hours to review that plan, at which point we can sort of flag it for the next call if there's anything. We don't have to decide it over the email list, but making good use of the email list. Does anybody feel like you need more than 24 hours to decide if we should adopt that or not? I see no new hands. Okay, so in the spirit of moving forward, what I'll propose is that 24 hours from, if Jennifer, if you don't mind, whenever you get a chance sending that out, that would be great. 24 hours following the transmission of that email, I'd like to ask that anybody on the team that has any concerns or would like to discuss any aspect of adopting that template, please flag it on the mailing list so that we can put it on the agenda for next week. Otherwise, I think we will probably go with the default of adopting it. Does anyone have any objection to that? Okay. I'm going to really drive the hammer on these things. So, okay. Yeah, right. So I see Lauren pointing out that as long as there's no discussion, that's exactly what I think as well. If anybody feels like there's anything worth discussing on at any level of this before adopting it, then let's say so. Otherwise, if everyone's okay with it, then after 24 hours, we'll adopt it. And then we can update the dates and the percentages at that time. Great. So, make sure no hands. Okay, so moving on, I see 25 has a comment from Naveed. Conduct further interviews as appropriate. Naveed says that he wonders if we need to revise this deadline. Well, I guess what I would suggest is that it needs to be revised if we need more interviews. Does anybody have a sense that we need, that they would like additional interviews?
Sorry?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah? Who's speaking?
This is Naveed.
Hey, Naveed. Did you want to speak to the comment?
Okay, they connect me. So. No. I was actually working with the team to get me through, so they just connected me without, notifying it to me. So I was just checking. Thank you.
Okay, well, serendipitously, we're looking at your comment in the draft work plan on row 25, asking about further interviews. Did you would you mind speaking to that? Just to refresh your memory.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, go ahead.
Which one are you talking about?
In the online spreadsheet, row 25 is conduct further interviews as appropriate. And there's a comment from that's attributed to you saying that you wonder if we need to revise the deadline. And I guess
in the completion column, I marked that because in completion column we specify this is 0% done. So I was just wondering if we need to revise this because it says 15 October as the completion date, and we have not done that. It says 0%. So maybe we need to revise this deadline somehow because this is work plan. So we should not put something that is already passed and that is 0% done.
Okay. So there's lots of directions we could go from there. So does anybody have any comments or questions about that? Well, people decide. My two cents on that would be that, we have this sort of problem of not knowing what we need in the future, so calling something complete that's open-ended is difficult. Lauren, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. This is Lauren. Sorry, I can't see the document anymore because I had to step out of my office. I also think we should just push that date back to something we think is A, realistic, and B, gives us some leeway, because something might come up even when we kind of start drafting these that we realize while writing, oh, maybe we should clarify, maybe we should ask something, et cetera, et cetera. So I would actually put this around the time when we have the face-to-face where we want to, start drafting. So maybe give us another 2-3 weeks after that, and that's what we put as a deadline, maybe end of February 19, and kind of make a note that this is only if necessary, and that should be good.
Okay, thank you. I see Norm made a comment in the chat room saying, unless we are planning to conduct additional interviews, it is 100% complete. And I think, so I think, Lauren, what you were saying was we don't know what we don't know yet, right?
Yes, this is Lauren again. Exactly. So I think I feel that we're probably done, but I wouldn't want to say, oh, we're done and then come back to it. So I think it would make sense to just put it like 4 weeks after our face-to-face and like make a note in the comments and say this is only if anything arises during write-up.
How about we put it for the completion of COBE? That way, if we want to conduct additional interviews, we might do them at ICANN 64.
That is actually the perfect solution. I agree. Let's do that.
And Steve points out in the chat room that 100% doesn't mean it's untouchable. If something comes up, though, does it?
This is Naveed. Can I finish now?
Yep. Go ahead, Naveed.
I was just wondering if this is the case, revise this column and recheck it to see if there are other items that are 100% complete and we have marked that otherwise, like because I think we should have correct information that corresponds to what is the current state of the review according to this current date and time. So if this is the case, as I just can notice that this people are saying this is 100% done and we put it as 0%. So we need to revise this column maybe to see or review this column just to see if there are other items like this which we put as 0% or some 80% or 60%, but which may be more than that or less than that.
Yes, so that is a very good objective, probably not the right thing to do on the call, but it would certainly be something that I think the team members, we should all do, perhaps offline. So I will go ahead and I will take that as a suggestion from Naveed, so correct me if I'm wrong, that we propose another TTL on time for the team to review this column. So in other words, I would say by the beginning of the next plenary call, a week from today, I'd like to suggest that everyone on the team take the initiative to look at this document, specifically in that column, and note your perspective on whether the percentages need to be adjusted of the percentage of completion. Because I do think that's important, I think, and that's something that, as the team, we've run into confusion about in the past. In the past, we've had percentages there that were not fully discussed, not everyone was on the same page about. And because other people view this document, there wound up being some consternation. So, yeah, so by this time next week, it's on everybody on the team to review that column and note whether they perceive a discrepancy. And if someone from staff doesn't mind putting that in the action items, that would be helpful as well. Okay, so that was 25. So 26, Denise has a note. I know it's not in yellow, but the draft summary note of key findings. Key findings refer to the findings. Okay, so that one is not a question. I see, so that's why it's not yellow. Got it. Okay. 26 to 30, approve findings. Assemble draft recommendations using the designated review team template. Cross-check draft recommendations with scope and bylaws. And there's a note, there's a question, ICANN.org, adjust start date. So, I guess that, all right, hold a second. Anybody have any comments or questions about that? Nobody's raising any hands. Okay, so, prepare the draft report section, approve findings. I guess we are in the process of approving the findings of the SSR1, so maybe we're already in process on that. Does anyone feel that we're not, by discussing the SSR1, as you might have noticed on the mailing list, there's actually a couple ongoing discussions about that now and other work streams. Does anybody feel like that date needs to be adjusted? In other words, have we not started yet? I don't see any hands, and I see Lauren's assent. So maybe could someone from ICANN.org clarify the question and make sure we're addressing what it means? Yeah, Jennifer, please go ahead.
Thanks. I guess this is to your previous comment that if the review team have already started this, then you just want to look at the percentage dates and make sure that it reflects how far through the process you are with that, because at the moment these three are 0%. So,
yes.
And I realize it's 21st of October, but like last week, but it's a short time period for these three, so you just want to make sure that that's accurate.
So yeah, so that's a fair point. So it seems like basically this item is implying that we will be done approving our findings in a week by the next plenary call. And I've noted just in a couple emails back and forth, it doesn't look like we've all 100% agreed, but we're not there yet. Do we feel like a week is enough time? Lauren, go ahead, please.
So this is Lauren again. Why don't we just move that again to the face-to-face? Because that's when we will draft the final stuff, and then everything will be agreed. I know this is far in the future, but I think that probably makes most sense. We can just say we're nearly done, but we kind of put it back there so that, you know, if everything comes up, it's fine. So we can put it as like a high percentage to indicate, yes, we're dealing with this right now, but, you know, we might have to adjust a bit when we actually write.
Okay, let me make sure I read back what I think you just suggested. So you're suggesting we push the date out, you said to the same, I guess. You said the percentage out, but I assume you meant the date. So make the date sometime in the future, you mean like ICANN 64, but then put the percentage at like some high number like 90 or something like that? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, exactly. So we indicate it's nearly done, but that there might be final agreements, et cetera, to be had, because we still have sometimes these methodology discussions that we have not fully resolved and where I'm unsure if we can actually kind of fully resolve them via call. So I think that would make sense, essentially like the last one on interviews too.
Okay, I'm in favor of that. So I'll put it to the team right now. So does anyone have any objection to moving the completion date to the ICANN 64 date? And to listing the percentage for approved findings, row 28, to 90%. I see no objections. I see no hands. Silence is golden. Okay, so that's the plan then. And, of course, these things can change, so there's nothing set in stone. But what that also means is that the completion date for 29 and 30 also needs to be pushed out to a similar degree. And certainly assembling draft recommendations and cross-checking draft recommendations with scope and bylaws has not begun, and that stays at zero. So keeping those dates on the same tier may or may not change. But so row 28 is 90%. Rows 28, 29, and 30 will all be aimed to be completed by COBE. Any comments or questions? No comments or questions. Fantastic. Okay, so moving on. So now under Workstream 2, inward facing, formerly ICANN SSR, and according to the mailing list, we may change it again. But currently, the Workstream formerly known as ICANN SSR, currently known as inward facing, rows 34, 35, and 36, ICANN org has posted a question, adjust progress for each of these considering start date. So, this one, unfortunately, I think the people who are most authoritative for this are not able to be on the call. So I'll note that, and then I'll go to Naveed. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was just trying to understand what we just decided about this. For example, 28 to 30, are we saying that we're going to push the date of the finalization to COBE of all of these? Like it means from 28 to 30, from, for example, 39 to 41, and so on. All of them will be pushed to be finished to COVID. Are we saying that?
We're saying that only currently about 28, 29, and 30. That's what we were just talking about. The prepared draft section under the SSR 1 work stream.
Okay. So any specific reason I didn't get? What is the specific reason of pushing this?
There was no specific reason about pushing it, except that we didn't have a good example for when we were going to stop talking about it. I guess I made an anecdotal reference to the fact that the email list right now has at least one discussion going on about fundamentals of the SSR 1 review. So I personally am not sure that we can claim that we'll be done right away till we resolve those issues. And I think, sadly, the people who are discussing them may not be on the call right now. So it's hard to know when we'll finish. Nevertheless, as far as approving findings go, I think our sense was we're mostly done with that. We did a lot of good work face-to-face, and we've had a bunch of good conversations on email. So while we're not done, we are close, I think the sense would be, from me anyway. And so the suggestion was, let's put these dates far out into the future. We can always pull them back in if we finish. But we haven't started 29 or 30 yet. It's just 28 is almost done, in our opinion. That sounds like a fair assessment to you?
Okay, yeah, sure. As long as, what my concern was, as long as we don't put all of them together, like I thought we are doing it for all of them. We are going to push all the approved findings and all that in one place closer to Kobe. That might be difficult for drafting them and cross-checking the bylaws and all of that. So I'm supposing that they should be one by one, right, because the staff is involved checking the recommendations with scope and bylaws and all that. So just we need to keep in mind to do that one after another and not all at the same time. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely a fair point. And I think the idea was just to sort of put it far enough out that we expect to beat the dates. And I note that Norm posted in the chat room that maybe using the interim face-to-face meeting as an endpoint instead of COBE makes more sense. And I personally think that's fine. We just don't know exactly what that date is yet. But I think maybe the meta comment to both of those comments, yours and to Norm's and to Naveed's, is that we can finish those things tomorrow, even if our expected completion date is 10 years from now. So it isn't like we're limited by that. Nevertheless, so we shouldn't feel constrained that we have to take – we don't need to use Parkinson's law to fill up all of the time between now and whenever those dates are. Nevertheless, if the sense was we should stagger them and aim them closer, why don't we aim them at the face-to-face when we know when that is, and we can stagger them if we want but continue to make progress on the way. How does that sound? I see a plus one from Norm.
Sure, I agree.
Okay, great. So then if staff wouldn't mind noting that, and I don't know if that's an action item or what, but a finding. And I see Lauren agrees. And I see Russ is typing. Okay. Well, so moving on. So I'm going to move on. I'll look for hands in case somebody feels like they wanted to jump in. But scrolling down, looking for more yellows. All right, so all the way down on 78, under draft report, there's a yellow. Adopt report format. And that one expired on Halloween, a very spooky date. So adopt report format has not been done. What do does anyone have any suggestions or feeling about jumping back. Russ has suggested that we use mid-February so that we can finish. Yep. Anybody object to mid-February for the previous date discussion? How about mid-ish February? Can we use mid-ish February? That's my new favorite part of every month. Okay, so let's do Valentine's Day for that date for now, mid-February. It's sort of nice. Okay. Adopt report format, and ICANN-ORG has flagged that we might need to adjust that date, and I don't think we've even remotely begun discussing this correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but I would propose that we push this to the face-to-face meeting as well, or mid-February, to follow Russ's suggestion. Again, we can absolutely adopt that report format before the completion date and go from 0 to 100% at any time, but as our face-to-face meeting is supposed to revolve around drafting in some way, shape, or form, it seems appropriate that that might be the place where we adopt the report format. Anybody object to that? Naveed, go ahead.
It's not about the same thing that you're discussing. I just want to point out that they're at line 50, actually. I put a comment earlier, which is not yellow at the moment, but I think that that there is still some confusion around that. I did not change that while we, me and Denise were working on this document. So there is kind of an inconsistency in presenting the dates that we are having here. If you see the work stream, for example, 2, it says review, analyze, and all till, for example, 15th January. And the other things start after that. If you see the work stream 3, it says it goes up to 30th November. But part of this is ended on 15th November, and approved findings start after that. This is not inclusive of, for example, conduct investigation, but in others, it's inclusive. For example, in work stream 3 or 2, or if we see work stream 4. So I'm not sure like if these dates are consistent.
Okay. So does anybody have any comments or questions about that? Does anybody feel that we need to homogenize these dates? Because, you know, in looking at them, you're reviewing and analyzing, to your point, Naveed, nominally completes after conducting investigation and relevant interviews, and that might be fine. You know, we might have data from those that is, you know, gathered by the time we're reviewing and analyzing. But I think also read some of the other items on our agenda today. SSR 3, outward facing, whatever we want to call it, or DNS SSR outward facing, is currently undergoing a lot of reconstruction. So it might be hard to know exactly how it's going to shape up. I don't know. So my sense would be, and I sort of propose this to the group for your perspectives as well, is that SSR 3 is probably going to undergo some large changes, and the dates and percentages are probably going to have to shift as a result. Anyway, like to things that I don't think we know right now. So, Naveed, did I capture your perspective in my response? I noticed that some people might be having trouble hearing the audio. But did what I say sounded like it?
It's part of what I said. If you, I just give another example. For example, if you see the work stream 4, the approved findings, we start working on approved findings after the date of almost everything is over. You see 31st December is the cutoff date of all of the above. But here we are including the review analyze along with when we are approving the findings. So I am just wondering in work stream 3, for example, how did we decide to continue reviewing and analyzing while we are approving the findings at the same time? You see what I mean? So there's kind of inconsistencies in the document. I don't mind if we are consistent throughout and use the same approach, but there seems to be some inconsistency in how we are putting these dates.
Okay, understood. How about we push the completion dates for the work stream 3, we push them all out to mid-February. Would that make sense? Noting again that we can obviously complete things before the completion date has occurred. Lauren, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the final one, the approved findings, the assembled recommendations, and cross-check this draft recommendations for all of them. I think we need to push them later towards the end, and they should not be tied to the work stream working on that and finishing their work. They might finish their work, but it might take some time while we sit together, even including other members who are not part of that work stream, share with them, and then start approving those findings. So I think we need, in any case, we need to have a gap between the working on a particular work stream and starting to approve and checking the bylaws. So maybe we can get all of these and push them towards at a later date and not tie them with the completion of the work in any case, because I see it difficult to achieve anyway.
Okay, thanks, Navi. Lauren, go ahead, please.
So this is Lauren. Thank you, Eric. What I would propose, I think we're spending a lot of time on this work plan that is actually flexible, as Steve already underlined in the chat. So my what I would recommend or propose is, Navid, if you just go into the document and you suggest the dates that you think are appropriate, you can just put, like, Navid's suggestion behind the date so we know what's going on. And if you can do that, then Jennifer can send it around. Everyone can look at it. Probably we will all be happy with your proposal, and then we're done with this, because I really think we have substantial work to do also on this call today. And I don't think anyone, you know, as long as we don't go too crazy and we err on the side of caution when it comes to setting dates, so rather pushing them back a little bit more, as I also said in the chat, I think we'll be fine and we should just be moving on, because we're essentially taking time from the stuff we should be doing, like, substantially, by, like, discussing these things for so long.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. I can certainly do that, but why I'm specifying it here is that I believe that this work plan is an essential part of this work to be resumed, and it's going to be presented at the earliest to the board. So it's better that we are consistent. And since I'm not myself sure, so I'm just asking the questions to get myself even clarified, like what we are thinking while we're putting these dates, because this is going to be reviewed again by the board. So I'm happy to do that anyways offline, and maybe share the update document with you all.
Great. Thanks, Navi. So I see Noor Omin has given a plus one to this idea as well. And so unless anyone has any other comments or questions, CKC has also agreed and has suggested that the leadership do more work. Yay. yes. And Carrie Ann agrees. And Casey also knows the holidays are coming up. So to Lauren, to one of your sub points, yes, we will sort of need to move along, especially as we start to lose productivity as people start going into holiday mode. So Navid, looks like you got the duty. So please go ahead and update those dates as you see fit, as Lauren asked, if you don't mind annotating what it was that you changed so that they can be reviewed. I'd like to give you a TTL of 7 days so that I'd like, if you don't mind, Navid, if you can do this within 48 hours and then send it to the list, that way if there are any concerns or is there any consternation about that, people can be apprised within 2 days when you complete, and we can discuss it on the list, and if it doesn't reach parity on the list, then we can discuss it on the next plenary call. Is that fair?
No issue, I'll do that.
Great. All right, so we have a 48-hour TTL on this, at which point I hope if an action item can be made that there will be a note to the list so people can be prompted to look. Hopefully, Navid, I'm sure you're going to do a great job, but on the off chance someone has a comment, we have a little bit of time. I see a note from Casey, an offer to the larger. Oh, it's an offer to other people to look at. Well, okay, so I thought maybe, so Casey, I was suggesting that maybe just Navid take the first pass, just go open loop on it, and and then we can sort of close the loop with the team afterwards to see what we all think. That way there's fewer iterations, if that's okay. All right, great, thanks. And Lauren, no worries. Everyone knows.
I think in parallel, we already decided that the team is going to work on the percentage of, column. So I think I'm expecting the other members would review that column anyway.
Yeah, so if you don't mind noting what it is that you've updated, I'm sure people will be able to look at what you've touched. And in the event that there's any consternation, we can iterate on email, and if that fails, we can talk about it on the plenary. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm scrolling down looking for more yellows. There are no more yellows. So it sounds like we'll be doing a little bit of surgery on this document in the coming days slash week. So we will have an opportunity to go through this exercise again, potentially in the future. So does anyone have any comments or questions before we move on? So I'll note that we have not approved the work plan because we are iterating on it, just for complete clarity, but that we expect to make progress soon. Okay, update on SSR1 recommendations work to date and outstanding. Okay, so there's been a lot going on about the SSR1 recommendations. I'm trying to remember which of them is currently our outstanding. I think there were a few that we were not able to address, but have we got... So it's unfortunate that the biggest discussion item about this on the list was between three people, two of whom are not on the call. So I know KC was involved with that, but I think it basically was more like she was commenting about something else and then an SSR1 discussion started. So does anybody have any perspective on SSR1 recommendations that they'd like to share? At this point, we've done a lot of work in the face-to-face that we had in ICANN 63, and we are getting closer to a drafting stage. Modulo, anybody have any concern? Yes. Russ notes that there was a mid-ish October announcement. I assume there has not been any update that would change our standby on that. Has there been any update publicly about anything that would change our standing on anything? I'm assuming silence means no. Okay, yes. So we are definitely waiting for some of our recommendations, but I do believe that the other recommendations at this point, everyone feels that we're solidly on the same page. Modulo, the discussion that happened on the list between some people that couldn't make the call today. Is that an accurate reflection to everyone on the call? Okay. Well, that's really good. I just have to note that, having been on the team for a long time now, that this is a massive milestone, that we made tremendous progress. And so to those of you that have been on the minnow with me on this three-hour tour, we should all feel really good about that. And for those that have joined, hopefully you feel good too. But, you know, it's been a long road, so everyone deserves a pat on the back for our impending, you know, success. So from there, I'm looking for hands to see if anybody has anything to say before we move on to internal SSR, which I'm not sure we can actually move on to because I think we would need Boban for that, and I think he had a last-minute apology that he sent in. Is that correct? Is anybody, let's see, who else? Is Zarko on? Zarko, are you on the call? Yeah, I think our key players in this are not on the call today. Okay, well, I'm gonna move on then, and we'll probably have to circle back on internal SSR when we have a better quorum. But we might be able to talk about reviewing external SSR topics, the artist formerly known as Prince. Casey, did you want to talk to that, or did you want me to talk to that? Would you talk to that? Putting you on the spot, sorry. Okay, so I'll start, and Casey will correct me where I go sideways. So in looking at the external SSR topics and looking at the future topics, there was, and this was in some number of emails that were transmitted to the list, there was a lot of overlap and sort of there was a lot of overlap between the future work and the external SSR work. And there was a lot of discussion about whether the items that were flagged as future concerns or future issues were actually current or present issues, or if there just needed to be a perspective change. And so it would be worth the team's time taking a look at the document. I believe, Jennifer, is that the one that you just posted, the Workstream document? I'll pull it up real quick. It is. So the document that Jennifer just posted in the chat, thank you for that, it covers a lot of work that Casey and I took on, which essentially, if you go down to Workstream 4 on page, I think it's 7, or if you go down from page 7 to page 10, there's a lot of the items have strikethroughs, and the idea with the strikethroughs is not that is not to say they are irrelevant or less relevant tasks, but that we felt that they likely belonged in Workstream 3, and based largely on observations that maybe they were less future and more current, or that they at least needed to be addressed in Workstream 3. So my recollection, the extent to which is correct, as a refresher or information to other people on the call, is that in the past we had looked at a lot of the items in the future and we realized it was hard to know what future items would be versus items covered by other work streams until the work streams had decided what items they would cover. And one of the reasons that we put the futures on more of a back burner after Carrie-Anne did a lot of really hard work was that, you know, we needed the team to sort of weigh in on whether these items were items for the future or not. And in fact, in looking at a lot of the things that were left there when we sort of put it on the back burner, they did in fact seem like they probably needed to at least be considered as relevant or not in Workstream 3. So most of the items there have strikethroughs through them now, and that was what we did as a result of saying they ought to go into Workstream 3. So has anybody looked at that or is looking at it now, and are there any comments or questions about that? You might note that some of them, and again, this is under the work items areas of focus, some of them do not have strikes through them because our sense was they did indeed seem to belong where they were. Carrie-Anne, I did not because I was absorbed in stuff with the little one yesterday. Sorry. Carrie-Anne, would you mind speaking to it on the call? No, I'm talking to Carrie-Anne over. okay, I'm talking to her over.
Okay, so this is Casey, and I do have audio, and I did read the comments from her, although now I have to go find them. We had an exchange about them. I just filed them. She said she saw the changes that Eric and I made. She has no major objections. And Carrie-Anne, say something on the list if I'm reading the wrong mail and you send something later. I've been rethinking the approach that we took and wanted the following, and just her giving some suggestions here. Maybe at the end of the research and review under each work stream, we can identify specific future challenges based on the research in that work stream. So maybe instead of what Eric and I did, I mean, what Eric and I did might apply to more than just putting stuff from 4 into 3, but it may be that as we, now I'm riffing off what she wrote in her mail. My understanding is that it may be that as we go through each work stream, we might find that there are certain things in the work streams that are more future look forward looking, and we may have less concrete recommendations to say about them, and we could put them all into some work stream 4 that's about future stuff. So then her number 2, we would then provide a more broad generic future challenges section like the topics we've identified and maybe include something on AI. As I Carrie-Anne, can anticipate in the coming years, this may be incorporated as a monitoring tool for DNS abuse. Totally. Casey totally agrees with that. Number 3, then in our findings, conclusions, recommendations, we can include specific recommendations for those future challenges identified. She made one more minor comment about that Eric had mentioned a few topics were left in Workstream 4 that might be more, again, what we consider to be future. We don't have specific concrete things to say except maybe ICANN should go fund a study on this. And Carrie-Anne said, I think this Workstream would be populated based on the review from the other Workstreams. Right. So that's sort of consistent with what she's saying earlier, is that this – this idea of a lot of things we saw in 4 are really more present. It may also be the case that as we go through 1 through 6 work, 1 through the other work streams, we find things that are, we thought were present, but they might be more future, and we kind of decide what goes in the future as we do the work, not right now. I think it's her point. No, okay. No, she's saying no, okay. So I'm worried I got her thing wrong. Okay, and Russ is saying quantum is future. We agree that quantum is future. I don't know if... Oh, is quantum in the workstream 4?
That's under...
It's
in 4 still.
Okay. Yes, we agree, Russ. Or does he no longer see it in 4? Because the way he's texting here, he says previously identified in 4.
Yeah, I don't remember where it was or it wasn't, but it's currently under new dependencies, new crypto systems, and it says PQ instead of quantum.
Right, Russ, it's not going away.
Okay, well, so, Casey, thanks for that summary. I do believe that was largely held as the right belief in the past when we've talked about it. So I think, does anybody have any objection to that perspective, essentially figuring out what the future concerns, threats, issues are after we've done a pass through work streams 1, 2, and 3, the other ones? I see Russ is typing. Russ approves that. Okay, so... silence is golden. Okay, great. So I think we've actually come to the end of our agenda, which I'm surprised by, but that's great. I'm going to stand by for typing to continue to complete. Okay, take care, Russ. Be safe. All right, so we've reached the end of the agenda, and... now it's time for any other business. Okay, cool. I do not see any indication of other business to be discussed, which is fantastic.
Wait, Casey has a question, although it probably was covered before I got on the call. I saw a mail from Elaine earlier about the SSR1 stuff. Did that get talked about early in the call, or are we punting that to a future?
Well, since Elaine and Boban, I mentioned this earlier, but just kind of in passing, since Elaine and Boban were both gave us apologies and are not on the call, I really wanted to put that to bed, but neither of the participants are on. Was there anything you wanted to add in their absence, though? Because I know you sort of started off. I wasn't sure if you were heavily into it, though.
No, I'll go read it more carefully. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything that was talked about.
Yeah, no, I think we really need to sort of put these issues to bed when they come up, but it needs to have, you know, the participants on board. So I think we may want to send a follow-up note to the list, asking them to please be prepared to, you know, put it to bed on the next plenary call or finish it up on the list before then.
Yeah, I might ask for some clarifications on the list.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm done.
Okay. Any other business? Okay, great. So if we could review the action items, please, someone from staff.
Thanks. Hello, it's Jennifer. So the action items I captured, staff to recirculate the template for the findings and recommendations to the review team, and then review team members to flag within 24 hours of the email distribution any objections to adopting the template. Second action item, by the beginning of the next plenary call, review team members to look at the percent completion column in the work plan and note whether they think they're accurate or any changes, which is the column G. And then the third action item, Naveed to update the work plan with suggested dates and recirculate within 48 hours to the team for agreement or discussion on list ahead of next week's meeting. And then I took a bunch of notes from the discussion, which I can share with you, Naveed, as well, to incorporate the comments that were discussed during this meeting. And then I think I need to add another one here about somebody was going to send a follow-up note to the list regarding Alan and Boban's comments, or do you want me to put it for discussion on next week's call?
If you don't mind putting for discussion on next week's call, then okay. We can try and resolve it before then and obsolete it. But I think, you know, basically take both approaches if you don't mind. And I see Naveed has his hand up, so when you're finished, Jennifer. Naveed, just when Jennifer finishes.
I'm done. You can go ahead, Naveed. Thanks.
Go ahead, Naveed.
I just need to ask if we have or we plan to have some kind of outcome document for our face-to-face meeting in Barcelona, or it is not required as per the previous practice. I'm not sure what we have been doing previously.
So in the past, we have composed communications after we've had our meetings, like when we restarted and after earlier meetings. So Jennifer is I'm sort of having a senior moment. In the past, have we relied on staff to do a draft of that, or have we drafted like a blog post? I think I can't remember who has usually started with the pen on that.
So we have an action item from the face-to-face meeting for staff to draft that blog post, so we'll circulate the draft for the review team in the coming days.
Great. Thank you. Naveed, does that sound good?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, great. Well, then I think we're done. So thanks, everyone. Let's be cognizant of the email on the list. Saying to myself, but I've got a couple of things, and if nothing else, we'll talk again next week.
Perfect. Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.